Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Rob Grady back on the show. Rob is a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, now out in his third edition. He's a professor molding the young minds of the kids at Marquette Business School, and also, are you still teaching there? You are, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I have kind of semi-retired.
That's right. You're semi-retired. That's right. Welcome back, Rob.
Hey, Jim. Good to talk to you.
Good to have you back.
Happy holiday.
Yeah, you too. And Rob's also working hard with companies like yours and mine to help us put our best foot forward in the marketplace. But today, this segment, Rob, you got something else on your mind, don't you?
Well, Jim, as we get closer to the holidays, I'm reminded about what a mercantile environment we live in. We are a capitalist society, and
yep.
it's up to advertisers like me, and I've been in the advertising community all my life, to talk about how you, meaning you, the collective you, need our products and services. That's what we do. We talk about all the benefits, and we create an enormous sense of wanting more. I'm not really as good as I could be unless I had this product on my in my house or on my car. I'm
right.
not really as the person I can't enjoy life unless I have this service that you're trying to sell me. And those kind of things, particularly at the holidays, remind me that there is something else in life that brings happiness besides the almighty dollar. Now, as a teacher in the business school at Marquette, I used to give this as the last lecture of the semester. It was required attendance of all my students. You drop a grade if you don't come to the last lecture, and the last lecture lasted all of about 20 minutes. Yeah, I was tough. And I would say, all right, guys, money is not the route to happiness. Now, realize, Jim, in a business school, that's kind of blasphemy.
That's right.
And, you know, they all put, wait a minute, we just spent the whole semester learning how to create
money.
Need, you know, turning needs into wants, and how do we take our marketing savvy and create this persona of buy this and buy that. And so this was sort of a U-turn that they would see. And I tell you, today, Jim, the secret to happiness, most remembered lecture. All of my students, I even got an email about a month ago from a student who said, it's great that you taught us that because here I am in my, I love my career, I love where I live, and I love what I'm doing, and all these different things. And he said, this truly is the right class, and that's the best lecture you ever, best thing I ever learned from you. So it's fun to have that kind of feedback from students.
Yeah.
Teachers live for that, you know, that's what we live for, that kind of influence.
My way of saying that is if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff.
Well, you and I both know lots of very wealthy people who are extremely unhappy.
They're so unhappy, they're ill.
Many times.
Ill.
You look at the tabloids, you read about all the people in Hollywood and all the people in big business and all the politicians who are terribly unhappy. Robin Williams, oh my God. You know, we lost one of the greatest comics of our time. Here was a man that was just terribly unhappy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had everything. And yet, that apparently he had that secret that we'll talk about.
What is the secret to happiness?
Why don't we share that in the next...
Tell us a little bit about... isn't it a lot about just finding a way to not impose yourself...
And to let
things go, and I mean, I'll tell you, when I turned 40, I read these book passages.
Oh, yeah.
And she said when she turned 40, she said, no more BS. And my interpretation is no more. I was going to move away from people and things that made me unhappy and move toward people and things that made me happy. It lasted quite a while working on that, and I've come pretty darn close to accomplishing that.
I think that's a big part of it. Certainly stress in our lives, and that's caused by money or lack of, but most of the time it tends to be things that are unrelated to my possessions.
But isn't the self-imposed guilt where a lot of this unhappiness comes from?
I think so. And frankly, I feel guilty because I am one of the people that causes that. As an advertiser, mm-hmm. I make guilty because you don't have my product or service.
See, it doesn't work on me. I'm pretty tough about that.
You can give it to me. Because you've been in the industry. I am too. But
that's right. That's right.
Are not, and those are the people that we as mass marketers tend to deal with, and the ones that we're trying to influence.
Now, don't get me wrong. I like my shiny object.
Oh yes.
Don't get me wrong. I like my stuff. You can't have my boat or my golf clubs, but
give me a stack of any old day. Sure.
but the thing is let's not cause ourselves harm. Just in between.
Well, there's such anxiety. I mean, when you read about these parents who go into the stores and literally fight for the latest toy. I mean, I remember the Tickle Me Elmo toy. Guys were fighting over that in stores.
Oh,
there was a case
the Cabbage
of murder
Patch
over
dolls.
One guy. Yeah, those
kinds
of
stupid
things
like that.
And that's the marketing. Well, I praise the marketers who created that image or that need or that want out of this toy, but on the step back and keep a little perspective, and I think that's the really important thing, particularly at this time of year.
Well, and
call it my mea culpa for all the advertising I do throughout the year to get people to buy this and buy that. This
he's
is my
come here to seek absolution, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have to wait till the end of our visit to see if we're going to be able to give him that. But one of the things that I've done is just say, okay, I really want one of those, but I want it after everybody else has it. In other words, I don't want the new Apple product when it first comes out. I want it after it's been out for 3 or 4 months.
You are not an early adapter. I am not either. I like to wait until all the bugs are out. Version, the 2.0 comes out. There are some people, I remember when I was younger, I wanted to have the latest and greatest stereo equipment that was hit. In my day, but that was what we needed and wanted, because I wanted to have something better than others.
A half a million 20-something cent stereo equipment, what's that? Robert, right. I need your website, please.
Robert Grady, GREDE.com.
Quick break, right back after these messages with our good friend. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.